It is game night. That's right. It is. I'm not kidding. Corey Smith is joining us. He is on the road with the Wolfpack as they are in Connecticut to take on the University of Connecticut. So let me bring in Corey Smith. There he is. Very handsome. All right, sir. Your thoughts just going into this game. Not only this game, but the opportunity for this game to start what could be a very good season.
Yeah, I mean, you think about what happened last season. You go into that year where there's so many expectations of this team is going to go to the ACC championship, and you have all the injuries. And I think that's kind of, not to say the feeling is like they can get to the ACC championship this year, but you feel like this is a pretty good team from top to bottom at the very top of that depth chart. The concern is, hey, if there's injuries, how does that change things? And so it's nice to be able to go into week one and say, all right, you're pretty healthy across the board with the exception of the guard position along the offensive line. And so we begin anew going, all right, this is a very good team. Now just hold it together and you know, meet those expectations that you have for yourself going into the year.
Corey Smith, at R. Corey Smith. Oh, you always sound smarter when you put an initial before your own first name, from Pac Pride and 24/7 Sports, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, your thoughts, your hopes about the offense with a brand new offensive coordinator, Robert and I, who's got a ton of history on his resume and recent history with the new quarterback, Brennan Armstrong.
Well, first of all, my dad's very proud of that name. It was handed down to me. First name, Robert, so I put the R there to be a little more original. There's a lot of Corey Smiths out
like
there.
You sound like an author when you do that.
But yeah, that's actually, you know, I think the biggest thing going into this year with this offense is like, all right, what Brennan Armstrong are we going to see? We know what Robert and I's offense looks like, and it can be very flexible. You know, it's a very versatile offense. You've seen it in different ways. You know, at Virginia for a couple years there, and the last year at Syracuse, and he's able to, you know, kind of flex this thing around to have a lot of different weapons and really be able to utilize them. The biggest question mark now is, you know, can Brennan Armstrong step up and be the Brennan Armstrong, not be 2021 Brennan Armstrong? Like, we're not expecting him to pass for almost 4,500 yards or, you know, account for 40 touchdowns, but man, like, just, you know, getting back to his norm of just being a reliable quarterback. You know, yes, he's going to have the interceptions, but, you know, I think Robert and I's offense is going to be dictated by that and by the playmakers around him, because, you know, these playmakers around him are at the most unproven. You know, you've got Jordan Houston back. He didn't rush for a single touchdown last season, so can he do that this year? You got guys like Michael Allen that you saw in spurts last year, but you don't exactly know what you're going to get in him when he's asked to be more of a full-time back. And then there's a lot of dynamic playmakers, but, you know, can those guys truly step up? Kevin Concepcion is a guy that we've heard. He's a true freshman. So can he be the guy? Can, you know, Terrell Timmons Jr. that we saw from last year finish strong down the stretch? Can he be more of a reliable, consistent wide receiver and a downfield threat? All of those questions we'll find out. Maybe not tonight, but over the next few weeks.
All right, I want to get back. I didn't want to interrupt, but I want to interject and ask one question. When you said we don't expect Brennan Armstrong to be the 4,500-yard passing guy, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, why not? I mean, now, that's the way I look at this season, because I think that the potential is there. If the offensive line should be good, I know that there's issues right now in the interior of that offensive line, but the offensive line should be good. You got tackles. You have a center. They should be, for the most part, good. There's not a lot of returning production at wide receiver, but as you pointed out, there is a lot of potential, and I loved what little we saw from Terrell Timmons last year. So, especially with the variety that they can do, the variety of looks that they can provide, like, I don't want to put any limits on what I can see from this offense.
Yeah, you know, the biggest question mark is you know, whether or not he can duplicate that with the playmakers that he has around him, because, you know, when you look back at that 2021 season that he had, there were so many guys from that Virginia team that returned from the previous year that were already, you know, proven playmakers, guys that he had chemistry with and that he had built that time with. you're coming into a new system. Yes, he came back in the spring, but you know, there was a few guys like Dakari Collins that came over from Clemson that wasn't healthy enough to play in that system. I mean, your biggest outside receiver, a guy that you have returning, is a 5'11 outside receiver in Keon Lassane. Like, is he able to to take that next step and be that guy? So it's not necessarily that we're saying, like, hey, Brennan Armstrong can't throw for over 4,000 yards, can't be a guy that accounts for 35 to 40 touchdowns. I think he can. It's a matter of, can the guys around him truly step up and be those guys? And, you know, look, actually take the governor off this offense, which is something that Dave Dorn has struggled with at times.
Yes.
He's talked a big game and said, hey, you know, this is Robert and I's system. We're going to allow him to do it. But until we see it on the field, like, I have to be proven otherwise.
You know, so you and I are on the same page with that, because that's my biggest fear. And I said this before last year started. I said, let Devin Leary go. I mean, you've got a quarterback who has NFL potential. He's got a great arm. He's a smooth operator. You just could tell as Leary was trying to break through that when he threw the ball, it just looked different, right, than the other guys. And you now have another good quarterback and a different offensive philosophy. But it all stems from, will the head coach just take the reins off and let it happen, and know that you can rely on your defense to bail you out of a situation? You seem as show me as from Missouri as I am about that, because until it happens, I'm not going to believe it's going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about Devin Leary. Like, the big thing going into last season was, hey, Devin Leary is great at not making mistakes. He didn't throw for many interceptions the previous year. Brennan Armstrong is a guy that makes mistakes. Like, and Dave Dorn's going to have to live with that and figure out a way to say, hey, you know, our defense is going to be able to go out there. They were one of the highest turnover margin teams in the ACC last year. Can they do that again? And you're going to have to live with those mistakes from Brennan Armstrong. And I think that may be where, you know, the push comes to shove. Like, does he step in and say, hey, we've got to, you know, maybe limit the playbook a little bit more to say, hey, we're not going to make these same mistakes. Let's not do these same things, because we know how much he loves to, you know, he really treasures being able to hang on to that football.
Right. I think that the Wolfpack, if they want to have a great season, they have to live with the mistakes. As you already said, live with the mistakes. Let your defense take care of them. Look, if you turn it over in your own end, hold them to three, get a moral win out of that. And on the defensive side of the ball, there aren't many teams in the country that line up at cornerback better than the Wolfpack do. But they've got playmakers all over the place. Other than the obvious and the Peyton Wilsons and whatnot, some of the guys that you are honing in on this year.
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Living a busy, full life? MitoQ is a science-based cell health supplement that helps your cells generate renewable daily energy. Discover more at MitoQ.com. That's MitoQ.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Peyton Wilson coming back. Aiden White, guy that I think has the most potential, maybe out of Dylan McMahon on this entire roster. I'd put Davin Vannen there too, a guy defensive end spot that we've heard a freak. I mean, you know, obviously we've seen it on the field. He's a former wrestler, a guy that's extremely athletic, and Davin Vannen just earned the number one jersey as the biggest leader on this team too from Dave Dorn earlier this week. So high expectations for him. And again, like you said, Peyton Wilson is a guy that comes back. Savion Jackson, we'll see, right, you know, what exactly, how healthy he is this season. He was playing great football last season. CJ Clark, a guy that's like second year back from a torn ACL the prior season, so we'll see what his true potential is at a nose tackle position. And we mentioned Aiden White, but I don't want to forget about Shaheem Battle. Like, Shaheem Battle is a guy that we've heard, you know, throughout fall camp has had one of the best fall camps of any defensive player, and then Jalen Scott being right there with him, who's taking over that Drake Thomas spot from last year. So there's really high expectations for him too. And then, you know, the safety positions, there's not a Tanner Engel, there's not a Cyrus Fagan, but Dev Boykin has played a ton back there. Jakeem Harris has played a ton back there, too. Those guys, as your starters, and then you've got the number one JUCO safety in the country that just came in, Bishop Fitzgerald, yep, that's going to be backing them up. So there's a ton of, you know, again, top-line players. It's just the question is going to be really depth at the linebacker position. On the defense, I feel good about the depth across the board everywhere. Obviously, you can't afford to lose a Peyton Wilson, Aiden White, Davin Van, guys like that, but there's a lot of depth behind them that can rotate in, and there won't be a ton of drop-off.
There's about five teams in the country that can afford to lose frontline players, right? I mean, Georgia, yeah, Alabama, Clemson, Michigan, Ohio State. If they lose a frontline player, they've got another frontline player about to be to just kind of slot in and take over that. So, I mean, the Wolfpack are in the same boat with just about everybody else, but they've got a lot of good players on the front line. Corey Smith, a good player in his own right. Our Corey Smith on Twitter. Somebody criticized me for calling it X, so we'll just call it Twitter since everybody knows what we're talking about. From Pack Pride 24/7 Sports in Connecticut. Enjoy the game tonight. 7:30 start on CBSSports.com. And over, if you're listening on the radio, over on Mix 101.5 in Raleigh. Corey, thank you so much, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Adam.
You got it.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.